Welcome to one of the most listened to music news podcasts in the world, SGNP, with your host, Darren Sutherland. Join us as we talk with industry leaders, artists, and entertainers about their faith, family, and careers. This is information you will not find anywhere else on radio, web, or in a magazine, but only firsthand on SGNP.
SGNP is brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. For more information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.
Loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, and I heard it first on the radio. This love of God, so rich and strong, shall be the saints and angels' song. And I heard it first on the radio. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, the lost and lonely can be found, and grace can even save a wretch like me. No other love could make a way, no other love my debt could pay, and I heard it first on the radio.
And welcome once again to SGNP, Darren Sutherland and my co-host Arthur Rice for another year of fun and whatever it else it is we do around here. Arthur, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. It's hard to believe it's a new year. Wow, it's crazy.
It's a new year. You know what, man? We got something to be thankful for in this new year. And let's pat ourselves on the back a little bit, because we never started this with this intention. But FeedSpot, a major podcast ranking service, ranks SGNP, Southern Gospel News Podcast, the number one gospel music podcast in America to listen to for 2020. Player FM, which is a podcast ranking service, says we're one of the top 10 gospel music podcasts in all the world. And, folks, that's not just Southern gospel. That's black gospel, contemporary, and everything else, Arthur. So, I mean, yeah. Hey, we're in good company outside of our culture and our niche. I mean,
absolutely.
Folks, you know, that are not diesel sniffers seem to like what we're doing. What do you think?
I think it's great. It's the, you know, it's the people that did it. We appreciate them.
And it's a lot of, you know, I will say this. It's a lot what you guys, the Kingdom Heirs, do every single day of the year when you are there at Dollywood. You're singing to audiences that aren't always Southern Gospel P1 fans, primary fans.
Oh, yeah.
But they just love the music. So, we get to hear the stories. Hey, today we've got one of your neighbors on. And we hadn't done a radio show in a long time. So I said, if we're going to do a radio show, you know, I could go get my buddy Daniel Britt up in Winston-Salem, and he would come on with that real radio voice. Oh, Daniel Britt, and he does a great job. We could go down to Rodney Balcom in South Carolina, and we could bring him in. He does that great radio job. Or I said to myself, we could go to Knoxville, to the Southern Gospel Station of the Year, 4 to 5 times running, and get the man who everybody in Knoxville loves when it comes to gospel music, and who'll just tell us like it is, Dan Bell. And you know Dan. You listen to him, Arthur, up there in Sevierville on a weekly basis. What's folks in for today?
Oh, they're in for great. Dan's such a great DJ. And we just, when he came to WJBZ, man, it was just like a fresh breath of fresh air. It was awesome. It was great.
And we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about Christian radio, secular radio, ranking systems, all kind of fun stuff on SGNP today, and have a real good time with it, because Dan's not going to be under the auspices of a program director or a station general manager. He can just talk and not have to worry about playing songs. You know what I'm saying, Arthur?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the great thing about it. Hey, want to find out more about Southern Gospel News Podcast? Make sure you go to our social media. You can find us on Twitter, SGNP Podcast. You can find us on Facebook. Arthur, we just passed 15,000 listeners. And 15,000 subscribers, rather, on our Facebook page, which is crazy. I mean, we're getting such reaction. I mean, we did a post last night at 8 o'clock on Give Me a Song About Heaven. Over 250 people commented, not liked, but commented on song. And guess what the top three were, Arthur? You ready for this?
What's that? Yeah.
Heaven's Jubilee, which is real, real simple to figure out. When We All Get to Heaven. But guess what was number three, Arthur, on that list?
What? What was it?
Heaven Just Got Sweeter by the King Demers and Jeff Chapman. What about that?
Wow. How about that? That's awesome.
But you know what was right behind you, number four?
What's that?
Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Don't tell me where those folks come from, okay? But they're there. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Dan Bell, WJBZ, Praise up there in Knoxville, Tennessee, going to be back with us. Here we go.
Carriage Kia of Woodstock is a proud partner with Southern Gospel News Podcast. No matter what kind of car you're looking for, Carriage Kia in Woodstock can help you find one and score. Carriage Kia in Woodstock, just off I-575 at the outlet malls, or visit them 24/7 at www.carriagekiawoodstock.com. Carriage Kia Woodstock, where the mountains end and the savings begin.
And welcome back to SGNP. Darren Sutherland, my co-host Arthur Rice. Arthur's on vacation, taking a little time out of his vacation day, going to play golf. I won't tell y'all he's in the Caribbean right now. He'll be in the Caribbean in a couple of weeks on one of those Singing at Seas. But right now he's down in Florida having a good time, and can't wait to hit the road, can you, Arthur?
Looking forward to it. I am. We're taking, taking a little break after the big, long Christmas. You know, we do Christmas for about 2 months, and a little over 2 months, actually. So it's nice to get a little bit of break before we hit the road. And so
There we go. Well, like we said at the intro of the show, we got one of your neighbors on. Arthur, let's go up to Knoxville, Tennessee, WJBZ, and talk to Dan Bell. Dan, how you doing, my friend?
Well, great. It is an honor to be here. I've listened to some of your podcasts. I especially enjoyed my old friend Charlie Daniels. I hadn't heard from him in a long time, but he certainly was a great guest, and you've put together a great program here.
Well, we appreciate
it. I hate to spoil it for you.
No, man, you're in good company. Can I tell you what I did on that show, Dan, that got us in a little trouble? I bet being a radio guy, especially coming from the country world to the faith-driven world. But can I tell you what got me in trouble with that show, or do you already know?
What was it?
When we did the opening song, okay, we played the original version of Devil Went Down to Georgia. Okay.
Right.
And it has some blue language in it. We both know that. Okay. But we did that to show people Charlie Daniels then and Charlie Daniels now. And if you go back and you listen to that podcast and compare it to any other podcast we've done, and Arthur, I think you'll agree with this, Charlie probably had a more faith-driven, quote-unquote, TBN-type show than any artist or industry personnel or country singer we've ever had. I mean, he told it like it was and didn't back down. But then again, he's Charlie Daniels, and he's 80 years old, and who's going to tell him he's wrong? You know what I'm saying? Is that fair? Wait.
You don't have to worry about somebody telling you you're wrong if you're right enough. Don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
You're exactly right. Okay, our listeners in East Tennessee that are gospel music aficionados, they know about Dan Bell, okay? They know about WJBZ. They know about the Mull singing. The P1 listeners and the what we call in radio the primary target folks that love Southern gospel music in East Tennessee, North Georgia, Western North Carolina, they know about Mull singing convention. Tell the listeners in the rest of the world, because we've got people in Canada, we've got people in Australia, in Ireland. Tell the folks all across the planet a little bit about WJBZ and the history of that station.
Well, anytime you're looking for something to do, if you want to Google a name, and I never thought I'd use that as a verb, but Google J. Basil Mull, and he is the blind preacher that started Praise 96.3. He promoted gospel music all his life. Bill Gaither will tell you he grew up listening to Preacher Mull on the radio when he was broadcasting out of WLAC in Nashville. And he always dreamed of his own station, so he got to start it here in 1991, and we try to carry on this tradition. And I actually worked with him for about 6 or 8 weeks back in 2001, and actually got to run the board for his radio program, and he was amazing. And if you want to look on YouTube and find him somewhere, you can hear some of his broadcasts. And he was a legend, and he certainly promoted and believed in gospel music and the message that you could do with music. I love to tell the story. His wife was known as Lady Mull, and she would sit beside him and pinch him on the knee when it was time for him to shut up. So, matter of fact, I tell people, like on stage at Dollywood, I'm afraid one of these days she's going to reach down from heaven and squeeze me on the knee and say, time for you to shut up. But it was an honor to work with him. I never forget when I went to introduce myself, he says, "Hey, man, you don't have to tell me who you are." I said, "I know who you are. I recognize your voice." I said, "I recognize your voice, too." But
nice.
He had a unique voice and personality to go with it.
Dan, yeah. One thing I remember, and Arthur, I'm sure you've got more memories than I could ever have. I seen Brother Mo one time in my life, and that was at a concert he was promoting in Rome, Georgia. And the thing I remember about the concert, I don't even remember who was singing that night or who was on stage, okay? But I remember before the concert, he got up and he said this, and this was an incredible way to read his crowd. He said, I want you to clap for the one of the three groups that you came here to hear tonight, especially. And he mentioned each group by name, and he had the audience clap, and he could tell who they had come to hear just from the basis of the clap. He couldn't see a thing, like you said, he was blind, but he had unique ways to tell who the audience's favorites were. And he had one of the longest-running TV shows, not in East Tennessee, but all of America, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Dan?
Mm-hmm. That's right. The Sunday tradition is still going on, matter of fact. Tommy Spencer hosts the show now, and I think, Arthur, you've been on there as a co-host before. Mm-hmm. I know I have a couple years ago.
Arthur, what's your Mr. Mull memory?
Oh, man, you know, we worked for him several times, you know, back in when I was with the Kingsmen and there in Knoxville and in Chattanooga. And, he's just a great guy. I just loved him to death. And he's just done so much for our music. And, you know, he did those songbooks and did so much to promote the music and the ministry. He just did such a great job. And he is missed.
Smart guy. Yep. Enough about Mr. Mull. We could do a whole show on him individually, and maybe we'll go back and do that at a later date. But Dan Bale, Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your history. You're arguably one of the top gospel music DJs in all the country. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I started a long time ago. Matter of fact, it's interesting to note, my very first time on the radio was the same station that Preacher Mull started on over in North Carolina. I did not know that till just recently we figured that out. And of course, he started like in 1930-something. I started like 64 was actually my first time on the radio. And so I've worked in every format of music there is, classical, rock and roll, R&B, you name it, country for a long time, including 15 years at what was the number one country station in the country. So I learned a lot about music and had the chance through that station to get to know a lot of people behind the music. And I think a lot of times when I got the chance, I was doing a part-time job on a little station called Merle FM, and I could plug them because our same company owns them, and I still do a show there on Saturdays.
Yeah.
But
And they said, do you want to go back to work full time? And I said, what do you mean? They said, we're going to take over Praise. We need somebody to be the music director and have some DJ. And I said, whoa, okay. I said, any restrictions? He said, no, you know what to do. And so I tried to do it the same way I would if I was playing any other format, just go through and play only the best and make sure it's good enough that people want to hear it, and new, old, and in between. And that's what we've tried to do. And they tell us it's worked. We've increased the audience and everything up since then.
Well, one thing, you know, being Station of the Year four times, okay? Now, let's just say this. You have to be doing something right. There's a lot of good guys out there doing programming. There's a lot of good guys being music directors in the Southern gospel world. But, you know, the way stations have been bought and sold, you're a radio guy, I'm a radio guy. The way we've seen things transpire in the past 20 years, the fact that WJBZ has been able to maintain the same format is a miracle in itself, because it's a good signal. And people don't realize, in East Tennessee especially, a good signal is hard to find because of the mountains, because of Oak Ridge and the plant over there. I mean, are we? Do you think people realize they're as lucky as they are that they do have WJBZ up there in that area?
Well, we hope they do, and we try to tell them like this. We've been able to be part of the Gospel Music Festival at Dollywood every year. They've had that, including we manage that one stage there at the Back Porch Theater. So we get to book the groups to be there for that month, and we get to host the show. And we tell everybody, and we hear more and more people don't have gospel where they live, and that's why we remind them they can now hear us online. And in case you didn't know, it actually costs now for us to be online.
Yeah.
The more listeners we have, the more it costs us. But our boss says, hey, we want people to get the message, to hear the music they want to hear.
So anywhere in the world, if our listeners in Ireland want to hear you, how do they find you online, Dan?
Well, I tell everybody, just move the dot. We're Praise 96.3. Just move the dot to the other side of the three, and praise963.com is where you find us on the Internet. And we appreciate it. I tell everybody, we got voted favorite station. If you didn't vote for us, listen to us. We'll try to be your favorite next time. Of course, I got to tell you this. I had a guy from another station say, how do you win this every year? And I said, oh, it's simple. We just go buy 2,500 subscriptions to Singing News, and we spend the whole month voting. But, of course, that's not so. But we just like to say, hey, we tell everybody, if you're a subscriber, we appreciate your vote. And if you don't want to vote for us, that's okay. But we'll try to be your favorite next time.
Dan, coming, you know, like me, I've been involved in radio in different capacities, and you certainly have got me as far as working in different formats, but I've worked with different formats and such. What do you feel like the struggle for Southern Gospel Radio is in the year 2020? I mean, where are we struggling? What are we doing? Because let's face it, and let's just be honest, not all stations are programmed like WJBZ or WLJA in Canton, Georgia, or other places. You know, what's going on out there? In your opinion, you're a leader.
Well, my favorite phrase, and we came up with this. Matter of fact, said at NQC a couple of years ago. I've been lucky enough to go do my show every day the last 4 years there at NQC, which is a great time to meet people, you know, the artists, of course, but a chance to meet people that listen. And these are people, I tell everybody, it's a great great chance to see, you know, so many thousand Christians at one place. But the main thing I always remind them is we don't want showtime religion, we want old-time religion. And
yeah.
And especially when I'm listening to some of the showcase artists back there, that's what I tried to say is, you know, don't try to be the big show. Just try to, you know, spread the word. And if the art's right, you know, God will take care of the rest, the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. Arthur, what you got?
Yep, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And, man, you can tell people love the station around there. You know, when the station sold, everybody was concerned that it wouldn't continue to be a gospel station. But here we are, several years later, it's number one station in the country. It's great. It's great.
I got to be sure and tell everybody, we got a guy named Mike in the morning, and
yep.
A lot of people don't even know his last name. I sometimes forget it, but he's been here
well,
20,
it's
21 morning, years.
His last name, isn't it?
He's been there 21 years doing
yeah.
that, and a lot of folks are certainly used to waking up that way, and if there's a better way to start your day than with gospel music, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Let me get to the meat of this right here and ask you a couple of questions, Dan, because I got a couple
sure.
couple of folks wanting to know. You know, recently to get on air is a big deal to a lot of gospel groups. Okay, and you get CDs and compilation discs every single day from countless number of artists and people who spend literally thousands of dollars and probably money sometimes they don't have to try to get on the radio or try to get their song. How does your station decide who gets on, who doesn't?
That's when I earn my pay, plain and simple. And
yeah.
It's always, the way I learned it a long time ago is that people love you, they love your music. You know, it doesn't matter how good it is or anything else, they love it.
Yeah.
Because they love you.
Yeah.
But at some point, if you're going to try to be commercial about it, if you're going to get it played on the radio, somebody's going to say, hey, I'm sorry, that's not good enough. You know, and especially if, even though they've got a great message, I've got to decide, hey, I'm sorry, I can't play that.
Right.
And because if I play it, somebody's going to turn the dial, if nothing else. Not to mention, if I play some song that's not good, I've got about 12 people who are going to come say, hey, if you're playing that, why aren't you playing mine?
Exactly.
And I mean, because I tell everybody, we get to, you know, we've got people coming in, and of course we meet them at Dollywood and everywhere else where they, you know, anybody's got a computer in a bathroom can go in there and record a pretty good song. But to go in the bathroom get that great sound effect. But somebody has to make the choice.
And Dan, truthfully, you don't find, I mean, when you were a country music DJ, did you go to concerts and people didn't walk up to you and handed you their CDs and said, play me? I bet very seldom they did that like they do in the gospel world. They think because they got the ability to cut one that you ought to play it. I mean, am I truthful by saying that?
Yeah, and of course, the country music concerts, they'd come and make sure they got your phone number so they could see that's in you or come by to see you. And
yeah.
And it's the same thing, but again, it makes it harder for me because it is the message of Jesus.
No doubt.
And to say, I'm sorry, I can't play that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people say, well, you know, when I sing this at a church, you know, people crying, they're coming down the aisle. I said, well, that's great, but it doesn't mean it's going to work on radio. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, and Arthur, you've seen it too. That,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes the Chain Gang's great, but you know, not all songs are that good. I mean,
yeah.
You just have to, somebody has to make the choice.
Arthur, Dan brings up a good point. Is there a difference? I mean, you're a producer. Let's put your producer hat on for just a second, Arthur. Is there a difference sometimes between a good live song and a good radio song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are some songs. You know, we had one... one song, and when several groups have done this, Booth Brothers, several groups have number one songs, never even sung the song. We never did it live, but it did well on radio. It just didn't work live.
Yeah.
For some reason, other people just, they loved it on the radio, but they didn't, you know, they didn't really care that much about it live. And I think that, you know, several groups have done that in the past. And there is a big difference. And I agree with Dan. You know, it's kind of like when people pitch it, you know, songs to groups, you know, and a lot of times they'll say, well, the Lord gave me this. Well, sometimes I think it was the pizza that I had the night before, you know, unfortunately.
You know, I will tell you guys this because I was on Gospel Music in the Morning. The best gospel music song that I ever heard to play on the radio in the morning was by Palmetto State. And by being in the morning, y'all know what song I'm probably talking about, Good Morning. You remember, you know, Byron did that song there back in the day. And Good Morning, da-da-da-da. And it was a great radio song. But you'd go to a Palmetto State concert, and it might have been the worst song that they ever sang live on stage. But it went number one in the radio world, and yeah. and it hit the big time. Dan, this day and time, have you noticed in the gospel world, it's similar to country, it's similar to rock, a major group, no matter who they are, even if the song isn't as good as their last release, their song is still going to move to the top because of brand. Is brand very, very important in the gospel world? Do you think brand's more important? And when I mean brand, I mean the image of the group, who the group is. Is that more important than the song business-wise? Now, we're not talking ministry-wise, because we know in the ministry world, the song's all, it's all about the gospel. But when we talk about the business aspect of it, is the brand pretty important, do you feel like?
I try not to let it be myself. In other words, I try to choose what I think is good, period. No matter who sings it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, if it's by the Kingdom Heirs or Triumphant or, you know, something like that, you know, it's probably, people are going to like it about anything you play.
Yeah.
You're not going to call, nobody's going to call and say, don't play that Kingdom Heirs song anymore, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. But there are some songs, if I played them, I would get that kind of phone call. Mm-hmm. I love playing a song that somebody's going to call and say, now which group was that, or who was that singing that, or tell me the name of that song, because they're interested in it. And that, to me, that's how you can tell when a song is good. If somebody notices to the point they want to get more information about it, or for sure find out who was singing it, that sort of thing.
Have you ever had a song? I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Go ahead. I'm ready for this question. Have you ever had a song?
Have you ever?
No, I've never had a song.
No,
he wouldn't let me sing.
Have you ever had a song that you put on and it just grabbed Dan Bell and you said, that's a gospel song? That one right there,
oh, yeah,
not only ministers to me, but is going to minister to thousands, that the first time you heard it, you were like, wow. And do you recall that song? I mean, you play thousands of them, so you may not, but do you recall that?
Oh, I tell you one that I heard, and I had gotten a recording of it, but I didn't know who it was. And I heard that, and I thought, oh, man. And it took me forever to figure out who it was.
Yeah.
And it was the one, That Kingdom Come by the Wheelbanks.
Yeah.
And it absolutely just kind of blew me away. And some songs you just, the current one I'm thinking about right now is the Bowling Family's got a song that says, the people that God gave you. We love the people God gives you, because mm-hmm. one day he'll want them back. Mm-hmm. And that's not a message that everybody needs to hear. I don't know what I'm doing, but that's kind of
great song.
I love songs with great intros. When I was in radio, I would love a song with a great intro. Even the classics that had great intros because they were great radio songs. What kind of songs do you like the best, Dan?
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, but usually a good up-tempo will catch my attention. But then I love a song that I can just sit and listen to, you know, kind of laid back and just listen to what it's, you know, what it's singing about, what it's saying.
Arthur, what's
your... Of course, the really good songs, you know, that's like the song Amazing Grace. It doesn't matter who sings it. It's just a great song, and I love to hear it just done instrumentally sometimes.
No doubt.
Just think about what it says.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Arthur, what you got?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I always kind of gravitate toward an up-tempo song, but you know, a lot of times it touches your feet before it touches your heart.
it's like, you know, and here's what I'll explain to you guys, and we'll move on. But it's like when you play the Inspirations, When I Wake Up to Sleep No More, okay? You hear Martin on that piano, boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm talking about? And it just gets you going, and it instantly puts you in a mood. It puts you in a frame of mind, and it reminds you where you were the first time you heard that song, and it's very, very distinct, and it don't sound like anything else. I mean, you will never hear anything else, and I'm not pitching Archie right now. I don't have to pitch him. He's a Hall of Fame member, and everybody knows who Archie Watkins is. But when he hits that tenor part on that song, it was just remarkable, and it was one of those standalone, you know, when I wake up to sleep no more. So anyway, I'll get off of that. Hey, Dan, there's been some change in the gospel music industry, okay? And I'm going to ask you about this because you made note of it on your Facebook page about how the ranking systems with the Singing News is changing. And I don't believe you're a fan of it. Maybe you are. I don't know. Quite frankly, it is what it is. What's your thoughts on that, my friend?
I actually talked to the guy that's in charge of it now yesterday and told him what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
To me, it's like he's trying to take the human element out of it and just depend on the computer to tell us what the top song in gospel music.
Before we go further, let's do a little background so our listeners won't be isolated and they'll understand. So we're not talking about in the club stuff. Can you tell our listeners how you used to turn in your ballots for the top songs and how that worked? And then let's tell them what's happening now and the change. Do you mind?
Well, when I started here in 2016, it was a little different because of the fact that I used to doing charts weekly and everything else. But here, we do a song chart, say, this month that would actually be in the March magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And there are about 200 songs competing for those 20 spots, and we try to tell you what, you know, is our number, our top 20 songs.
Yeah.
And my thinking is I'm doing the top songs, but not just the top songs today. The one that I think, you know, is going to be at number one in March. In other words, what song is just gaining popularity and it's going that strong that, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's going to roll to the top. And I told this guy that, and he says, well, have you been right? And I said, well, you pull my charts and see. If I didn't hit it right, at least it made the top five. You know, according to Singing News or whatever.
Right.
That, you know, I won't hit it every time, but I'm pretty good at it because I've done it long enough. And we also get to pick what we think are the best new releases and what song we think will be especially be the pick hit. So now the system is we can create what we call a spin report, which is a computer counting how many times a certain song was played in the last 30 days. And that's all they want to go by. In other words, they want that spin report. They want us to tell you this song played, you know, 27 times in 30 days or whatever. And then they will take all these listings. They did have 65, I think it was 65 stations reporting, but where did I hear they may not have to have that coming up, because some stations don't have the computer system that will do that.
Right.
And can't.
Right.
And some of us like me, I don't see the sense in it, because I told him, I said, if I send you a report for what played the most the last 30 days, so 60 days from now, you're going to say that's the number one song? Well, it's not going to be.
That'd
be the number one for this month, not 2 months from now.
What was the reason for doing this, you think? I mean, the system's been the same for years in picking the number one song in that platform. And we're talking Singing News Magazine, folks. We're not making no secret of it. But what was the reason they said they were changing? They told you.
Well, they just said they wanted to, I forgot his word, but he wanted it to be, you know, that there could be no chance of anything being, you know, out of sort. In other words, just because a certain promoter called, he said some people seem to help that one promoter.
And we're talking song promoters. We're talking individuals,
right,
that pitch songs. We're not talking, you know, our friendly promoters that promote gospel music groups. So, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, here's a question. I'm not in the industry on a daily basis. You know, we do this podcast and we have a good time with it. Will they count the network's votes as one, or will they count the network's votes as a spin for every affiliate out there? That's a question.
Well, see, he didn't say anything about including it. I didn't know that the Singing News Network was even part of it. To be honest about it,
I'm just curious.
So
I don't know.
So, I would like to see their spin report.
Are
because
they?
You know,
yeah.
As an artist, well, as an artist, Arthur, what's your thoughts on all this?
You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I still don't understand what radio. You know, really, you pick the best song that you think is good that people will like, and you send it out, and you hope that you know that they'll like it. And they'll call and request it. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. You know, and sometimes you miss it big time. You think, yo, this is definitely, you know, is the number one song, and it won't hit anywhere close to being, you know, maybe top 10 or something like that. And I don't know.
Let me tell you, Arthur, we can tell when somebody's calling requesting a song and they've been programmed to do it. And
yeah,
all these, some artists put on their Facebook page, you know, call your local station and request so-and-so.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've had them call and request. You could tell the way they requested it that they knew exactly which cut it was on the album.
Yeah.
Everything. So,
you know, guys, I remember a time when I was in gospel radio, and this is, Lord have mercy, I guess this is going to date me. This is 15, 20 years ago, thereabouts. The Crab Family was just coming out. And I can remember Kathy Crab sending out towels with the monogram on it, "Don't You Want to Go," with a picture of the crab in the beach. And I remember... And as gifts, I remember a group, and Arthur, you may remember this, okay? Dan, I don't know if you will or not. I don't know if you were in the gospel music world then, but there was a group called the Hare Family, H-A-I-R-E, okay? And they sent out jackets to all the DJs across the country. Now, Dan, we got something in country music. We're not going to tell people we didn't get a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
But this group sent out jackets, Arthur. And somehow they ended up, I mean, this was a, you ain't heard of the Hare Family. I mean, most people ain't never heard of it. They ended up with a number one song. I remember that. So, I mean, you don't see that happening in gospel music like in other art forms of gospel music. So I'm wondering if his spin report, how can they weight it? How do you weight Enlightened spin report? How can you weight the network spin report against, you know, WJBZ that plays in Knoxville, Tennessee? How do you weight it? That's my only question on what's really number one. So, anyway.
I don't know. This guy that I talked to yesterday said, I said, well, what happens? I said, if I get maybe my top 20 songs may play the same number, you know, every day, every 30 days, because they're the top 20 songs.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we've got an algorithm that will, you know, or something. They've got a tiebreaker. And I started to say, well, okay, but it sounds like to me he's just a numbers guy, and he certainly is not a radio guy, certainly not a gospel music guy. So I don't know. But I do have to tell you, a station manager, when I first started my very first charting system, it was in 1979, and the guy that was a manager then, he says, if people are going to give you stuff trying to get you to, you know, put them on your chart, he said, it doesn't matter what they give you, you can't give them anything. They have to earn what they get.
That's pay for play. Yeah. It's federal law.
Exactly. It was, you know, there was a big deal, I remember, because I was, you know, I was a program director back then, that... Well, you would get a record with a $50 bill in it, to be honest about it.
Yeah.
Until the federal government came in and said, hey, you can't do that.
Well, Dan, we know how they get around that this day and time. They've turned themselves into concert promoters. You follow what I'm saying? Stations in the country market. And if folks don't understand what we're saying, they basically said, and I'm just going to pick a name out of the sky, okay? Matter of fact, I'll pick an artist that's passed away. They'll say, okay, we've got Hank Williams coming to Knoxville to do a show, okay? And they tell Hank Williams' management, hey, we're going to give you extra airplay so we can play that show. You follow me? So your attendance for the show will be more, and we'll split the revenues at the show. That's way, I mean, we're talking deep right now, and you know how that goes, and we're probably losing a lot of insight of some of our regular listeners that say, I don't care about that. I just want to hear about God on the mountain and how Jesus loves me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What are they going to do about this, though, Dan? Here's a question I've got for you on this. Say you spin one, because I used to do this, by the Oak Ridge Boys, or by the Gatlin Brothers, or by Dolly, because she's right there in your backyard. Say you spin their new gospel music release or Reba's new gospel music release. How are they going to chart that song? Because they've got an identity on who's gospel and who's not. And who's gospel in your area might not be the same as gospel in Dallas, Texas, or Minnesota, or California. You follow what I'm saying? How do they determine?
Exactly. We play the Dolly song. We play Crowder. We play some contemporary Christian music too. I say if it's good, we'll play it. If it's, and that's what we try to go by. It doesn't matter who sings it, really. What they're going to do with the computer, only the computer knows, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like baseball. They're talking about bringing in a computer to do the home plate umpire to call balls and strikes. You know, it's going to make everything perfect then. You know what I'm saying? And when everything's perfect and we're all sitting around looking at each other because we don't have a job, we'll say, you know what, that computer does a pretty good job at it. So, Arthur, what's your old school, man? What's your thought on all this? I mean,
well, I think the promotion side of it, as far as sending stuff, that's been for forever, and a lot of it tells on how you go about that. Are you doing it just to thank the DJs for because they're unsung heroes? They sit in a room by themselves playing music, and most people they listen to them, but they don't have any interaction a lot of times with the people unless they call in. But they're unsung heroes, man, for playing all those music and helping to pick the good songs and that sort of thing. And if you to thank them, you want to I like calling them and thanking them, but I don't want them. I called a DJ one time and I didn't say anything. I just said, thank you for what you do. Thank you for playing the music. And he told me, he said, well, I know why you're calling. You want a number one. And, that wasn't even the reason that I called. But at that point, I thought, I don't want to be in that. When I call a DJ, I just want to thank them for what they do and appreciate what they do. And I don't do it for a reason or because I want them to vote for me. I just thank them for what they do and they do a lot. That's a lot. It's a hard job.
Well,
Arthur, I love the phrase that I've came up with a couple of years ago is that. Awards, I guess number one songs are just like tombstones. At one point, you won't care if you got one or not.
That's right.
I will tell you this, and if I named him by name, everybody would know who I was talking about. But I said to him, I said, congratulations on winning the lead singer of the year for the third time in a row. And he looked at me and said, well, it's nice that the people recognize it, but my paycheck's probably not going to change. Okay. So, I mean, it is what it is. Dan, what's the major difference? A lot of listeners don't know this. What's the difference between your for-profit format and a lot of nonprofit Southern Gospel Christian formats?
Well, I can only imagine what it would be like because I've helped with the local public TV, membership, trying to promote the station that you need people to support. And we tell everybody we need support the same way, but the best way you can do it is deal with our sponsors and let them know you heard about them, even if you don't buy something from them. At least let them know that the advertising works. And I would not. It would be very interesting to me. I feel, and we're lucky again because of where we are that we can offer prizes like tickets to Dollywood or to some of the opera, some of the shows there in Pigeon Forge, that sort of thing. That we help, and that helps us promote. We get people to listen that way and to encourage our sponsors. You go in a certain car dealership and register, that sort of thing.
I've often said this about the Southern Gospel listener, and tell me, Dan, if you found the same thing. They are as loyal to the group as somebody is to SEC football or to their favorite NASCAR driver. Okay?
Exactly.
There's not a doubt in my mind. If they love the Cathedrals, you could tell them, you could bring up the worst thing in the world about the Cathedrals, it ain't gonna matter. They're gonna love him. That's the loyalty factor. And if an advertiser in a local market, whether it be Knoxville, Tennessee, whether it be Tuscaloosa, Alabama, whether it be St. Louis, Missouri, if an advertiser will get behind Southern gospel music, those people will react. Now, you got to remember, you can't go out there and run $1,000 and say, well, I tried it and it just didn't work. You know, you got to put some frequency behind it, and you got to be smart enough to know, okay, here's the demo of our format, okay? And if they're Ford people, they're probably not going to change to Chevy. No, because if they're a Ford person, by the time they're 45 years old, they're not changing. You know, we know that. But there's a lot of products and services out there that could benefit from the loyalty factor of Southern Gospel Radio. And I'm going to pick on one industry that we probably have more of any other around the country, and it's funeral homes. Why Southern Gospel advertises more funeral homes than any other format in the world? It drives me crazy. When you were in country music, then, did y'all have a funeral home every other break? I mean,
no, you're probably right on that. You know why, don't you? They know gospel fans are ready to die. Yeah. Looking forward to it, so they're going to need that funeral home.
And I'm not picking on our great supporters in funeral home business. We got a lot of them. I'm just thinking. What's the future of gospel music radio, Dan? You've been around radio a long time. You've seen it change. You've seen this streaming come about. You've seen online. You've seen newspaper disappear. You've now seen TV go to Netflix and Disney and Hulu and all this. Now you're talking on a podcast, which 10 years ago was just a pipe dream, and now we put an audio file out there that's an hour long and people all across the world see us. What's the future of gospel music radio, do you feel?
Of course, the greatest thing about the technology now, people can listen. People can hear music anytime they want, any time they want. That's why we love the fact that people can listen to our station anywhere. It was fun to sit and talk to Jeff Trees one day in studio, and we got a tweet that somebody was listening, you know, in Portland. And I thought, wow, you know, that's cool. But I'm not so worried about gospel music. If nothing else, it may, you know, it will keep on. It may get better because you listen to some of the new artists we got, some of the new young people. It's amazing, and I would love the idea if we put together a concert maybe one day with just nothing but young people. And there's several coming up to mind right now. The Wise Carvers, Johnson Edition. I don't want to leave somebody out. I mean, just amazing. You have some young people coming along. Arthur, you've heard it too. You get to see a lot of them there at Dollywood.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Arthur, what you got before we get out of here?
Dan, we just appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, guys. Tell Mike, we appreciate him and all the rest of the guys and gals at the station, and thank you for just sticking with it, sticking with the stuff.
Well, you enjoy your golf. I played golf one time. that's a true story. I've only played one time. And I actually had my neighbor, when I lived in West Knoxville for 8 years, was the golf coach at UT. But I only went and played golf one time. See? So I found out it was not for me. Course, you know what Mark Twain said about golf, right?
It's a long walk ruined.
Yeah, a walk can be spoiled by a game of golf.
There's,
of course, I guess that's a good reason to use a golf cart instead of walking. Right?
Well, yeah. Here's what I'm just going to be brutally transparent and honest. Okay, the only two things in the world that causes me to talk dirty. Okay, one is playing golf. And the second is hanging up blinds, okay? Just being honest with you.
Are you sure it's not Atlanta baseball?
You know what? We won't go there, Arthur, because you know how much I love the Braves. How about Bulldog football? I mean, that drives me crazy. Lord have mercy. How many times? We are now the Chicago Cubs of college football. We will be in the top five for the rest of my life. They have not won a national championship since 1980. You realize I was in the – I'm 50 years old, and I was in the fifth grade of school the last time the Bulldogs won a national championship. Heck, Tennessee's won one since we have. Come on, you know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, that might get me going, too. But anyway.
Who brought that up?
Yeah, yeah. Dan, tell the folks once again how they can find you online and when they're in the Knoxville area, how they can find you and all the information about Dan Bell and WJBZ.
Well, I really appreciate the chance to talk to you guys. I could go on and on. Of course, I hate to say this. One time when I was in school, I was a job hanging blind. So I worked for a belt department store in the home center. So I had to learn how to hang curtains and hang blinds. And you're right, it can be a tough job. And we talked about funeral homes. I worked part time at a funeral home one time back when I was in school. So one thing about it. I guess, if nothing else, the name will have a familiar ring to it with the bell, right? But you can find us at 96.3 when you're in East Tennessee, or praise963.com, anywhere in the world. And I thank you so much for letting me come on here, guys.
No doubt. We tremendously enjoy your local insight and your radio knowledge, and I know our listeners all across the country will enjoy it. And I promise you this, they may not tell you, but folks will listen to this podcast and listen to what you have to say because they value what you have to say, Dan. You're Station of the Year for a reason. You're not just getting votes from East Tennessee out of that magazine. You're getting votes from all across the country, and you've built that brand and built that reputation, and that's something to be proud of. Congratulations on that.
Absolutely. Well, Peter Grell would always say, "Ain't that right, Mrs. Mull?" So I guess it's time for me to say, "Ain't that right?"
All righty, my friend Dan, if you'll hold the line, we'll be right back on, I was about to say WJBZ, but anyway, we'll be right back on SGNP, the audible voice of gospel music.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Dan Bell with us there on SGNP. Arthur,
you know what, sir?
I hope we didn't lose some of our listeners by talking so much industry insight, but the information he was giving to groups and individuals and the overall structure of the industry was priceless. A lot of people
don't realize
what's going on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, there's a lot to it that people don't realize, you know?
In all honesty, those spins and what a DJ says can affect your livelihood. I mean, it is what it is, and people don't realize that. So, you know, Dan telling the truth, I mean, I can see what he said. You know, you're going to have 20 songs. Let's just use the fictitious number. Okay, it was played 20 times this month. You're going to have 20 songs that all say 20 all the way across. So what are they going to do? But anyway, we'll ask somebody from the Singing News to come on and explain it to us. I don't know that they'll do that, but hey, you know, it is what it is. So what do you got planned the rest of the week, Arthur?
Just going to relax a little bit and get ready to hit the road in, next week, and excited about that.
You know what, man?
Not really.
You know what?
I'm already looking forward to the middle of March. Come back.
let me give this to folks so they'll understand this, okay? It isn't that you don't mind getting on the road and going to see the people, okay?
Yeah.
It's that you don't like riding in a bus for 24 hours straight, sleeping in a bunk, and you're not sleeping in your own bed with your own wife. And you got a bunk mate two doors down that's probably snoring worse than the chimney in the back. And and the smell of the bus probably after about 3 days is a cross between human stench and a Wendy's hamburger. You follow what I'm saying? and your boss is picking the exact tie that you can't find for whatever reason. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. Is that pretty close.
Is that the stuff? So, but you know what, if you see the Kingdom Heirs in your area, make sure you go see them. Tell Arthur thank you for being a part of SGNP and listening to the show. Once again, we want to thank FeedSpot for making us the number one gospel music podcast in the country, along with all our radio affiliates and, you know, in Player FM. I mean, if you want to find out more about us, go to SGNP Podcast. Click on that through Twitter. Go to Southern Gospel News Podcast and find out more information about us. Arthur, tell them where they can find you and the Kingdom Heirs coming up on tour, because you're going to be traveling all around the Southeast, I know.
Yeah, yeah. You go to kingdomheirs.com. You can look at our schedule there, because where we're going to be next 7 weeks or so. And we'd love for you to come out and be with us. We have a great time. It's great, great fun.
Hey, I'm going to date this podcast a little bit by saying this. Pray for the fine folks in Australia right now. That's really got me burdened, all those fires down there. That's something, politics, everything else put aside, and we're going through craziness in this world. But pray for those folks in Australia with those fires. Pray for our soldiers in the Middle East. Yep. And pray for each other, because, you know, we're this is a growing culture. Southern gospel music, it's a growing culture and it's a growing industry, and things are changing, and I'm glad we're a part of it, Arthur.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, one last thing before we get out of here, I want to remind you, if you like this podcast, leave a comment in the comment section like our announcer says at the end. That helps us. Also, share this podcast on your social media with your family and friends. Call Dan Bell on the phone at the radio station and say, Dan, I appreciate you being on with Arthur and Darren. And Arthur, one last thing before we get out of here. What's wrong with living right anyway?
Hey, not a thing.
Not a thing. We'll talk to you next week on SGNP.
SGNP is excited you chose to listen today. If you'd kindly leave a remark and rating in the podcast remarks section, we surely would appreciate it. Please share with a friend or family member. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and our new website, SouthernGospelNewsPodcast.com. To advertise your products, services, concert event, or new project on SGNP and reach a 100% guaranteed number of people in your area, call Tim Newton at 770-874-3200 or email him today, tnewton@bgadgroup.com. Let us geo-target our ads for you, something radio nor magazine can do.
Hey, this is Darren Sutherland. Before I close, I want to thank our affiliates out there, WLJA in North Georgia, KWFC in Springdale, Arkansas, the new one, The Andrew Burnett Show, heard all across the country, and online, thelightatlanta.com, playing Southern gospel music online. We're adding affiliates every day. We're partnering with Ken and the folks over there at Gospel Music TV real soon. So we look forward to that partnership. If your gospel music entity would love to partner with SGMP, get a hold of us. It's real simple. Folks, here's the deal. We've reached out to literally every form of media in gospel music. If we've missed you, I'm sorry. But we've had great partnerships with folks like Paul Heil and others. If you haven't heard someone on the air, it's not because we hadn't reached out. We hope everyone is successful, no matter if they're a radio station, a magazine, a website, a group, whomever it is. God bless you, and let's make gospel music better than it was today, tomorrow. Easy enough?